Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shaq, I was gonna call you Shaq.
Michael.
No!
All right, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed.
Again, we're cooking this year still.
We are.
We've got a very special guest in the studio.
We have indeed.
Today. Now, as you guys know, whenever we have someone new in the studio, I like to give them a nice introduction.
Come on.
Show them that we care and that we're honored to have them here today. So for this gentleman that we have in the hot seat today, what I can say about this brother is that we've had very, very, very limited interactions with this brer. So he owes us literally nothing. But every time we have seen him, He's made a very conscious. I've seen him on two occasions come from the other side of the room just to come and say hello.
Even as a
very brief,
walk on.
And that actually makes a massive difference. And I make a mental log of all of those. So he's not on the assassination list whatsoever. He's calm. He's gang. And that actually means a lot because a lot of people don't do that. So that has always been a massive appreciation for us. He has done some incredible stuff to the point of which now I don't even think people have been able to replicate. I think, going on 6-7 years now, this brother has accomplished stuff that I can't think of a single person in this country that's managed to do the same or have as much impact.
Influence or whatever.
Or whatever you want to call it, like on a global scale. I've never seen it done since. We're talking like Mr. Beast level stuff.
Numbers are crazy.
We're talking Baby Shark levels numbers over here. So without any further ado, guys, please give a very, very, very warm welcome to Mr. Michael Dapper.
I appreciate that.
Let's go.
That's a really nice intro.
Thank you, bro.
Nah, I appreciate that.
We're happy to have you, man.
How you feeling today, sir?
Blessed, bro. Yeah, man. You know, I'm chilling, man.
Gang, good to hear.
Yeah, man, I'm chilling. It's a cold outside, bro.
We went on a rant about that earlier today.
It's crazy, but it's warm inside, so I'm feeling nice.
All right, thank you, G.
Hopefully you feel a bit better, because we like to start off the show a bit loose, you know?
Yeah, that's all good.
Pause, indeed.
Pause, indeed. All right, this whole, the pause thing is just like, bro, like, you can't speak, bro.
Oh, you can't say nothing.
No, you actually can't. Say nothing. It's ridiculous. Like, it's mad. You know what I'm saying? Say, I love my man.
Pause. It's not even the thing. It's not even just the word pause. It's the expression that you get. Like,
give it to me.
Hey, yo.
I hit the thing from behind.
Bro, it's you
can't say anything. I just tell man that, bro, I speak English.
That's it.
I'm just speaking English. If you lot want to do all this pause, turn back, do whatever you like. I'm just, bro, everything is a pause or a why.
It's too much, man. It's a lot, man. It's funny.
You'll get used to it, though.
With like an hour and a half, you'll get used to it. Yeah, we double down as well, so
Oh, is it?
So if you hear it, in order for me to get paused, I'll probably like offer up a lips.
Okay.
So it's not, there's no ambiguity in it.
That's more central, right?
Hey, you speak good English, innit? Ambiguity.
Come on.
I respect that.
Well, I tried, G.
Man them went to school. Man them did English language. Literatures.
Right, bro.
As we do. Go on.
I hope you got a thick skin.
Yeah.
Always, man.
To break the ice, we always start off the show with our guests with a roast, all right? So just a young little poke the bear a little bit.
Run that, man.
And see what I'll go on. So this is for the internet. We didn't make these up, by the way.
We asked the internet.
Rem, draws up the picture, please. All right, so this is the picture that we asked the internet to cook you on.
It's a buff picture.
It's a buff picture as well. So they had to think outside the box.
Young handsome, baby. You know what I'm saying? Let's
This is fly. One bear said, with those teeth, he could take a bite out of crime.
About what? A bite of what?
Crime.
A bite out of crime. All right, say less.
You take a bite out of crime. Bro, those teeth. Hey, where's the audio? How old are they? Like 12?
Yeah. Oh, bro, yeah. The ones that sign up for the roast are usually they're the youngest.
Oh, they're the youngest.
Yeah, the Foot Asylum audience.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay, okay. Yeah, okay, okay, man okay, there. Okay, okay, okay.
Oh, that's jokes. He looks like he was a nose dribble licker at school.
He looks like he was a
nose dribble licker.
Them dons.
Do I?
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Hey, that's funny. Yeah. Hey, that's funny. That's funny.
Hey, oh, that's peak.
I must have done that. If you, bro, we all done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Swear.
No, we all done that. 100%.
You look like you know,
cold winter.
Bro, you know, like on a light one.
Cold winter.
Chatting to a girl and then you see something.
That's salt.
That is salt.
Yeah.
I did it, bro.
It's salty. It's salty. Oh, it's salty. Mad salty. Knows.
Oh, oh wow. Okay, cool. Oh, Ralph, from the jump, someone took one look at the suit and said he probably smells like salmon too. Which is actually dread because you came in here smelling fresh.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, nah.
You came in here smelling real good actually. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, I don't co-sign on that one.
Yeah, we stay bathing, B. You know what I'm
stay
saying?
Bathing. Come on, man.
Come on.
And that one was like, this one's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
What are you saying? What, people get it?
Yeah, we've had a couple people get it.
Some people
oh,
got
for
it.
Real?
Yeah. Who got it worse, do you think? Chunks got it bad.
Chunks.
Oh, man.
Some of Madame Joyce.
Madame Joyce's were bad.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Philly got it as well.
Philly got cooked. Yeah.
They don't really be cooking me like that.
Nah, it's because like, you're handsome, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, man.
There you go. That's the handsome laugh.
Hey, that was that light-skin laugh. Yeah.
Oh God!
All right. He looks like the guy selling fruit at a beach, shouting "sexy banana" at women.
I hear that.
You think that's
sexy banana?
Sexy banana at women. I hear that.
I feel like that can pattern for you.
That could be a little
side hustle,
little character. Yeah.
Bro, I'll run that, bro. Sexy banana at women.
Right. Next one. Someone's sending it again, bro. His teeth slogan is separated but equal.
His teeth slogan is separated but equal. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're looking like straight drawings from here, though.
Facts.
Yeah. They're looking like straight.
Yeah, so, bruv. Yeah. Maybe the picture, maybe.
Yeah, like the lighting and the.
Yeah, maybe you can't really tell.
So it's probably looking like,
my teeth is mad. You know? You know, you gotta go for something where you can't actually tell what's going on.
Facts.
Yeah, you gotta just pick something like, oh damn. If they wanted to really pick something, see that picture there?
Yeah.
What would you go for?
I wore the wrong kind of boxes for them trousers there. Can you see?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, you see there's a boxer line.
I thought it was the wind.
You see the boxer line right there. If they wanted to really go for something, and if he was mad on point, because you know it is, when I saw them picture, I said, oh, bro, you know it is, I think those are like, they're like Supreme boxers, but they're thick.
Oh,
you know the Supreme ones are thick. Usually I wear the Nike skin tight. So everything just flows.
Yeah.
But that day, I don't know why, I must have packed the wrong, I just said, hey, yo. And then when I saw the pictures, I said, damn, you can just see the, so if you wanted to really
You got a keen eye, bro, I didn't even clock it.
Yeah,
What's that, VPL? Yeah. It's coming like the what do you call it? The kitchen towel dons.
Yeah, square dons.
Yeah.
All right. Last but not least, obviously you've not been cooked properly. I feel like you've been handling it well, so fair play.
Yeah.
But last roast from the squad was, it looks like you're in late ovulation.
It looks like I'm in late ovulation. Yeah.
Like finishing tomorrow.
Just finishing tomorrow. Yeah. It's that light pink.
It's not blood red anymore.
It's just light pink.
Hey, listen, the cool squad, they wear pink, B. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can pull that off, you know?
Fair play.
Not everybody can pull off a salmon.
It's very
fair
true.
Play.
Yeah, not everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You handed it well, man.
Yeah, that was light. That was light. To be fair, that was light.
That was light.
That was light. That was light.
What do you say? Have I got one of the lightest?
Definitely.
Like, I feel like you have for sure.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I love you lot. That's actually
love because they struggled with you.
Yeah, I love you lot 150 million times.
Come on.
Over and
all
over.
All right, come on, man. All right. So, Roast is done, intro is done. Let's talk about you. Basically, G. Let's talk about you. So obviously, for those of you who don't know, if you don't know, you're mad. Facts. But Michael here is a very, very multi-talented bruh. For us, we call this section the origin story.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity. Like, so obviously, we know obviously all your accolades and like what you do now and what you've been doing for the last few years. But like, where did it like start for you? Like, why did you choose this
avenue? This
yeah. Day? Why did you choose this avenue? Like, what is it about you?
Hey, that's mad. It's a long time since someone asked me that question.
Swear.
Man. Okay.
I swear down. Yeah, because I think when you meet people now, it's just like, you know, everyone wants to know, oh, when's this coming out? What's next? But you know what? My love for performance started, I would say, when I lived in South Africa.
I was going to ask about that.
Actually. Yeah, I lived in South Africa. So I remember I played Mowgli.
Okay.
Jungle Book.
Yeah, Jungle Book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Theater.
Okay.
Theater. In school, though. I remember I played Mowgli there, and it was mad because I think I was either gonna get casted for the narrator or Mowgli.
Okay.
And then obviously one other guy, I think his English was just flowing way better than mine, so he got the narrator role.
Okay.
And then they gave me Mowgli, and then yeah, like literally, I remember like just performing. I think I did like 2-3 nights of the show, and every time like I just was performing.
Yeah.
It just felt right. So we obviously with that, it was like a musical. So you're singing, you're acting.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's theater, it's comedy, you're singing, you're acting. So yeah, I remember that was my like, where I developed a real love for that. But I remember I didn't come from that kind of household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, naturally, yeah, yeah.
You know, naturally I think like, you know, my father, you know, being a medical doctor, like, you know, he's very, very hell-bent on education. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there was like, it was, education was literally the mantra, like for growing up, do you get me? So everything was just about doing well in school, being the best in class, excelling, you know what I'm saying, in academics. And, you know, that's where like, you know, that was always the thing. So that was always like the main priority and focus growing up. So even though like I realized that I loved performing arts and I loved all of that, it wasn't anything that was at the forefront of my mind. You get me? It was just like it was kind of like a distant love.
You know what I'm saying?
Obviously coming back to the UK, when you came back to the UK, bruv, I came back to the UK when I was like what, 8 or 9 or something like that. I had bare gaps in my teeth.
Yeah.
And a mad accent. The South African accent was thick.
Yeah.
I said, what's that?
Oh.
I like that girl.
Oh, you would have got cooked in my school. You would have got cooked in my school.
I know, bro. They definitely was cooking. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're fresh, you're not really, you know what I'm saying? But you know what it is? I always knew how to hold my own anyway.
Yeah, I remember,
bro, when I came back to the UK, one girl called Nina, she said,
even the way you said it, Nina, you hate Olympic girls.
I remember Nina said to me, she was just like, oh, I thought you were gonna look different because your name was Michael.
Oh.
I said,
what does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, wow.
But you know, like, bro, like at that time, the Backstreet Boys was popping.
Mm.
You know, tell me why.
Yeah.
So I wanted to look like, what's the man's name?
I don't know their name.
I just wanted to look like one of the Backstreet Boys, bro. You know what I'm saying? Tell me why I just wanted to look like one of them. But I remember I came back, I wanted to look like one of them bad, but you know, obviously I was black in it. But anyway, I just came back, bare gaps in my teeth, flipping, bruv, top button all the way to the top. And I was just like the South African boy that was in primary school in the UK, kind of figuring it out. You know them ones there?
Yeah, boy.
Would you say there was a massive like culture shock for you? Because obviously you're Ghanaian by birth.
Yeah.
Lived in the UK, then moved to South Africa, then came back to the UK.
Yeah.
Would you say there was a massive culture shock continuing your like adolescent life into teenage years?
100%, man, 100%. Obviously, like you said, I was born here, went to live with my grandparents in Ghana for like 5 years. Then I was in South Africa for like 3 years. Mm. Then you come back here, and it's just like, yo, bruv, it's like another world.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You come from being in the sun all the time,
yeah,
and you come in mad cold.
Yeah.
Do you get
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah, it's yeah, freezing, yeah. like yeah. mad cold. And then obviously, like, bruv, you're just adopting. Because remember, you're around, obviously, a lot of people that also look very similar to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you
yeah,
get
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you come, and then you've got all these, like, wonderful different races and different people from all these different kind of backgrounds that you just have to kind of just, like, yo, everyone's stories is different. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's mad. So it's just, like, adopting to that, it took me a little while. It definitely took me a little while, and obviously, I didn't know that, like, we didn't have much. You know what I mean? None of ones there.
Yeah,
I never knew. You didn't even know we didn't have much. You get what I'm saying? I think I came, and then obviously we're staying on a council estate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? So, but bro, like, I didn't know mm-hmm. any different. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You just kind of flowing with it. You know,
this is
how you live. You know, my mum was kind of, she was here by herself at the time. My dad was still out there, and it was just managing, really. You get me? But I realized quite early on that, yeah, bruv, like, it was hard.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was difficult, because I remember I used to rob money from my mom's purse, bro. I used to take, bro, them notes, they used to go missing. I used to rob money from my mom's purse, bro. Hey, one time she beat me bad, bro.
Mm.
She beat me.
She's been there, bro.
She finished me. Hey, she done all the moves,
elbows.
Bro. What? Hey,
elbows.
Ay, she done all the moves,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Hey, no. See when my mum was on smoke?
Yeah.
Ay, it's mad. You're not escaping. So it was definitely like a big culture shock.
Yeah.
In terms of like, it definitely took me like a few years to adapt. So it's funny because I remember when I was in secondary school and then, you know, people from like the Middle East started coming over.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they were just kind of like, I just found a liking to them because obviously I could relate to
what they were going through,
just adjusting.
You know what I'm saying?
You could clearly see some of them were probably like 18 or whatever. Yeah.
But they cut them down.
How old are you? 13. Only 12. But you can see, bro, Manchester, you know.
Yeah.
He said, I'm 12. You know what I'm saying? So I could definitely relate to them. So I definitely could understand what they're going through, that transition. You know, I had to make that transition, but they were just doing it a little bit older. So it took a few years.
Damn. And when did you manage to get back? Like, obviously you come back, you're adjusting. How did you manage to like get back into like the performances and the theater and
creative?
That took some years, bro. It was probably when I was in sixth form. And I remember I was going to like, because my dad's like in he's in medicine. I finished GCSEs, and then obviously my GCSEs I was waffling up. I remember like, okay, brother, I'll tell that story later. But yeah, no, I waffled about my grades as well. But anyway, I got into sixth form, and then I remember I saw Nadine and a few other people. They were going to drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going upstairs to physics.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. And then I was just standing on the stairs like, damn, bro. Like, I wish I was going drama.
Drama was the lick, man.
Drama, you know, was cool.
My mom never didn't let me do no drama, man.
Bro, I didn't even get to do drama in school.
Yeah.
I did it up to like year 9.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Mama
shut down drama year 9. You know what I'm saying? We shut it down in year 9. But I just remember like, yo, them lot was going for their performance that she had on, like, I don't know what she has on, princess outfit or whatever. Do you get what I'm saying? But I was just thinking, damn, bro, I'm going physics. You know, like, it got to a stage in physics where everything was going over my head.
Yeah, facts.
I thought the teacher was just speaking gibberish.
Bro, A-levels is mad hard, bro. I failed my A-levels, bro.
I failed, like, I don't even know. I think I must have got, like, a U
for physics. I think I held a couple U's,
bro. Unequivocally undisqualified. It was a check. I got a U. It was that bad, yeah. I had no clue. I remember I was copying one U's. one youth like in the AS. I was copying. I was literally copying his thing. I was plagiarizing the whole thing. The invigilator didn't catch me. But anyway, I was copying. Like I just saw him drawing mad images, and I just copied the image.
Damn.
It was. Yeah, it got to that stage. I just thought, bruv,
this ain't the one.
Nah, man. Mm. It just. It wasn't me, and I felt like at that stage it was that there was a mad disconnect. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I think that, you know, like obviously if you're blessed to have like a father figure around, naturally, like I said. Not even naturally. I think maybe because my dad was so, he was so like, you know, hardworking and et cetera, et cetera. You would kind of just naturally think, okay, I want to be like my dad
as well.
Do you know what I'm saying? But obviously for the times that he was around and stuff like that, sometimes he was away, you know what I'm saying? Just because of work and whatever. But yeah, so you naturally wanted to be like your father. But then I just realized that, bruv, like I can't do medicine because I don't like blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Bro, that thing, that gives me the ick. Yeah, bro, I'll collapse, bro. You see, bro, needles and that, bro. One time they come do a blood test, I nearly collapsed at my house. Like, I don't like needles, I don't like all of that. So, I just like, it just got to the stage where I was just like, nah, man, this isn't me.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think it was after that, I got kicked out of sixth form because I didn't make the grades.
Okay. Yeah.
And then not long after that, I went away on a government holiday.
Government? Does that mean you got shit back? What's a government holiday?
Yeah.
You don't know government holiday?
No, I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah. Government holiday. And I went to, I was in like a youth institution.
Say it.
Her Majesty's all time. Hey, Lizzie, we love you. We miss you, man. We miss you. I was there for like 6 months. But I was young. I was about like 16 years old.
That's tough, bro.
At that age?
Yeah, man.
Was it? Would you say that kind of, once you came out of that, did that kind of shape you differently, or was it
1,000,000%.
Okay.
1,000,000%. I feel like that was, you see, it's mad, because in life, certain times, certain things look like they're a curse,
but they
can be the biggest blessing.
Okay. Ever. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. And a lot of times, it's all based on like perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And so like that experience for me, it was life changing, because that's where I discovered, okay, cool, I'm going back to what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when the light really came on.
You feel
what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, if I didn't have that experience, I would have probably been on the same trajectory again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would have ended up doing something that I just didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? And so like it took that, you know, and I feel like that was a blessing from God. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like God gave me a lifeline when I'd messed it up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've literally like,
you've been taking a piss.
Mess it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want, I know the prayers that my people then were doing. They didn't say, he's not going there.
Yeah.
But bruv, like I had to go.
Mm.
And like I said, it was the biggest, it was such a blessing, like, do you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, when you kind of like, when you're in that situation, you realize how blessed I was in terms of like your education.
Yeah.
You're mad smart. Mm. You know, a lot of people aren't as bright as you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And then I remember like, you know, I was making music.
Yeah, okay.
Beats and stuff like that. There was a guy called Ben that was, you know, hold tight, Ben, you know. He never replied to my message after, but, you know, hold tight, Ben. He served his purpose. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He served his purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Ben, I remember he was teaching me how to make music, you know. And then, we was like, you was rapping in the can. You know, you're learning different things. And then, we was doing drama, literally, National Youth Theatre, all of that. And then that's when it was just like, bruv, they were just like, they were so kind of just blown away by like all my performance skills, mm-hmm. you know, my a lot of my natural ability, mm-hmm. that it was just like, yo, this is you. Mm. And I remember at the time, I think Kid Ot Hood was out on TV at the time. And then
what a throwback. Obviously,
what a throwback
Kid
indeed.
Yeah, trust me, Kid Ot Hood was out on the TV. That's what I'm saying. I was like, you know what I'm saying? He's young, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And then, yeah, I remember just kind of like understanding the story and the journey of like Noel and all the different actors, mm-hmm. and everyone that was a part of it. And, you know, just kind of understanding, all right, cool. They're from very similar backgrounds to myself. Do you get what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes you almost feel as if everything's lost. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? Everything was lost. And I felt at that stage, everything was lost. But what kept me was the faith. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like that's where I personally grew closer to God, in terms of like just general, you know, because you have a lot of time to yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You reflect, you pray. Do you get what I'm saying? You get to find out who you are, mm-hmm. why you're doing certain things, mm-hmm. what you actually want to do. So I chose to use it as an opportunity to reset. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because obviously the statistics is like 85% or 84%, like, you know, end up reoffending or going back to like, you know, going to adult, you know, institutions or whatever. Yeah. But I was just like, you know what, like, that's not gonna be my story. You know what I'm saying? I remember one of my friends, Jeremiah, he wrote to Man Inside, and he was just like, you gotta use this. He's actually a bodybuilder now. You know, hold tight, Jeremiah Kenny. He calls himself collecting gains. Yeah, he's mad wham now. He's mad wham. But I remember he wrote to me one time, and he was just like, it's a setback, but this is a setup for a comeback.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair
right? play. He said it's all a setback, yeah. but it's a setup for a comeback.
Okay.
And I remember, like, yeah, that was
I'll
one of the things
the bars
that.
If I read that. Yeah.
You want to hear man say that?
I'll be shaking the bars. Yeah. I'm ready to come up.
Let me out. I'm ready. Hey,
yeah, I remember that, and I was just like, yeah, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? I remember that at the time, and I was just like, yo, yeah, I remember that stuck with me. Do you know what I'm saying? It's mad. I hope he's not his brother, because they're twins, innit? So I hope I got it right. I think it's him. It's like, hey, K-Dum Pause, you know, I love both of you. You know what I'm saying? Them my guys. Yeah, I remember that like vividly, like, and I was just like, yeah, man. Do you get what I'm saying? So it was, I think for the rest of the time, it was like, I was just more like motivated and inspired to just land and, you know, change everything.
Okay. So 16, 17, 18, fresh out of the holiday now.
Yeah.
You're
I didn't do that long, man.
A stint. Around the 17, 18 age, where were your creative juices at? Like, what were you trying to tap into?
I think like I restarted college.
Okay.
Then I came and I just like started doing, I did theatre now.
Yeah, come on.
He said, I'm doing what I want this time.
Yeah, man. Big man. I'm running the show now. Let me show you. And I remember like, you know, he was just like, it's crazy. Cause I remember, and he was just like, so what do you want to do? And I was just like, you know what? This medicine thing's not for me, man. I'm gonna act. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, you know, do comedy. I'm gonna do entertainment. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna, you know, what I feel is, you know, what's inside. You feel me?
Yeah.
Rebuilding everything was crazy because obviously it got to a stage where I just thought, you know, the building blocks are, you know, slowly kind of coming together.
Yeah.
And then bro, I had like a mad fire at my crib.
Oh, raw.
Yeah.
You thought metaphorical.
You actually had a physical arson thing. I'll say less.
Yeah.
Mad fire at the crib.
I thought it was metaphorical for real.
No. Like mad fire at the crib. And it started from my room. And it was my little brother. He was playing with like...
The can.
I was downstairs at the time. He's praying with this and that, and bruv, like, just lost everything.
Jeez, bro.
Everything.
Wow.
Everything to the point where like, I had a white t-shirt, a pair of Combats, Air Force Ones.
That's all you had to your name.
one socks.
Ah,
one boxers as well.
Yeah.
He'll take the boxers.
They kept you going.
Yeah, they kept you going, bro. It was mad. Yeah, I had one t-shirt, one pair of Combats, Air Force Ones, and then, yeah, just some socks, bro. And that was,
how old are you when this happened?
I must have been like 17, 18, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18. Damn. Yeah. It was mad because I, you know me, bruv, I'm African, bro. I'm just thinking, yeah, I just go and just recover the clothes, go and wash them, and you can put them back on. Yeah, bro, lost everything, literally. Like, I think we had to go and stay in like a hotel for like, was in a hotel for a few months. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, we didn't even know what was gonna happen, and then from the hotel, we moved into like temporary accommodation mm-hmm. for a little while. You feel me? So. Yeah, that was a very interesting period for me, man.
Okay.
Very, very interesting period because you felt as if like you've just started kind of restarting everything.
Yeah, and then it's and like then another.
You, and then you kind of just get set back again.
Like, mentally, that must be too much to handle, bro.
Like, it's just like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Life isn't easy.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know.
Yeah.
Take that and then take that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, bro, it was tough, man.
Mm.
Tough, Jesus, bro. Man.
Tough.
That sounds like it.
When did you manage to start up again? Obviously, you're doing the theatre, everything's going well, like you're owning your like your actions, everything's going well. Like, how did you get to the point where you're like, all right, cool, outside theatre, I'm doing something like literally like this Somewhere in London thing? Like, what, like, how did that start? Like, what was the birth of that?
Yeah, Somewhere in London. Whew. You skip a couple years now. So it was that, going to uni, I'm going to get myself a job. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, I got myself, like, I was working at Vodafone. Mm-hmm. I was very grateful for, you know, being able to have a job,
mm-hmm.
you know, earn your money. You know what I'm saying? Facts. £10 an hour. I was hey. You know what I'm saying? We're doing £10 an hour, London waiting. Hey, London waiting, brother. You know what I'm saying? We're doing £10 an hour. It's lit. So it was good, you know. I met some great people there as well. You know, Kobe Dom, he's like, funny enough, yeah, later on he's a director that I met from Vodafone.
Okay.
He did like Noughts and Crosses, he's done like Top Boy, etc. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
sick.
It's crazy. So like I feel like all my steps and everything that I've done have been like ordered. Have been in alignment because I've always met, you know, really great people. Just along the way.
Yeah, man.
Do you get what I'm saying? Even in like some of like the worst situations or situations that I didn't even want to be in, or I felt like, yo, this is taking longer than it needs to take, et cetera, et cetera. Even at Vodafone, I got to a stage where I really wanted to leave because I felt fed up. I thought, you know what? I've got all these ideas bubbling. I've got all these different things that I want to do. But, you know, you're scared. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
In terms of like taking the jump and wanting to, you know, pursue your dreams and stuff, you're scared. And it was interesting because I stayed there that little bit longer and that's where I met Kobe. Do you get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. It's like timing. I met Kobe. And I remember a friend of mine that was there called Robert Owu, I think, you know, old tight Rob. I think one time we went out to go eat and I was just telling him all my ideas and all of these things. And he just said to me, yo, Mike, man, you don't know, bro. You're sitting on gold.
Mm.
He just said, yo, bro, you're sitting on gold, man. Trust me, you're sitting on gold. And I just remember that at the time. And I was just thinking, yeah, bro. But you know what it is? It was just like, it was just difficult, man. Do you get what I'm saying? Because obviously it's like, you're making your like £800-900 a month or whatever. Do you get what I'm saying? You're kind of just scraping through, and then you've got these kind of like ideas of different things, and then like, you know, you're at this crossroads where you want to leave, but when you leave,
you can't afford to do what you want.
Do you understand? Because now I'm on a path where it's like I'm just doing everything just the right way. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm fully legit, etc., etc. So. It was like, yeah, man. So I was just kind of toying. And I remember one time I went downstairs and I was just like, I was just chatting to the big man upstairs and I was just like, hey, big man. Right? I said, yo, bro, I want to go, man. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to move. And I remember like God telling me, he was like, yo, like when you move, I move. Do you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, bruv, I needed something better than that. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I remember God telling me like, yo, yeah, when you move, I move. So I was just like, okay.
Leap cool. of faith type of thing.
Leap of faith. Leap of faith. You know the ones there? Bruv, it got to a stage where you're definitely at this crossroads. Mm-hmm. You know you don't want to be somewhere. You know that you can move, right? But you're just staying because it's what you know.
It's the comfortability.
It's the comfortability.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got the news one day when I was working that one of my friends, close friends, had passed away. And that like he took his own life.
Mm.
And I was just like, huh? What are you talking about? You know the ones like I said, I was like,
couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Bro, this, how?
Yeah.
Like this can't be real.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. I said, nah, this can't be real. So I remember like, because it was all like a blur at the time and I was mad confused, bro. Like once Nathan passed away, I started speaking at schools with Fix Up. You know, Action Jackson and the team over there, big up them. You know, I met my guy Bola there, Mr. Beezy. Started speaking at schools, literally. And you know, that gave me, so imagine like, you know what you want to do, but then you've got a confidence issue.
Mm. Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Standing in front of audiences or whatever. I used to get like mad nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, nervous, like, do you get what I'm saying? And I remember, like, when you're speaking into these schools, you're speaking to kids, right? And I remember I even used to get, like, tensed here and da-da-da, speaking to the kids and whatever, whatnot. And I remember, like, yo. And then obviously, as time went on, you ended up becoming more and more confident, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. As you was doing it. And then I got to a stage where I was just kind of just flowing, if you get what I'm saying? And I felt like that was God taking me through like training, like prepping me.
Mm.
You know them ones, and it's so interesting because you didn't see it at the time. You just thought, bro, man, just speaking to these kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Telling them, live your dreams. But it got to a stage where I just felt like, you know, you're giving all these presentations, but are you actually living what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know them ones there? Because a lot of, it's very easy to speak.
Yeah.
A lot of people speak.
Yeah.
Like they be chatting away, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just it got to a stage where I personally felt like convicted and I was just like, nah, man, do you get what I'm saying? Man can't be like telling these youths to like...
Yeah, you're not the person they think you are. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
can't be telling them to live your dreams, go for it, be all that you can be. You're amazing. Yeah. Like, you're doing all of that, but are you actually doing all that?
Mm.
You know, and so like, yeah, I just started writing, man. Started writing. You know, my schedule was kind of like simple. I was just kind of, I'd be writing, I'll go to the cafe in Streatham, I'll just be writing. You know, I had this is where I came up with Somewhere in London.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of saw the state of everything and I was just like, I don't want to do...
What the norm?
Yeah. Mm. I said, you know, it's like, I just want to bring something fresh, something different. To the marketplace, you know what I'm saying? To the world, you know what I'm saying? And I just started writing, you know, just creating these storylines and, you know, just carving out these characters. And like, yeah, like I was probably writing for maybe like 8 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, writing for 8 months. My schedule was kind of, you know, da-da-da-da. Bear in mind, them times there, bro, I'm scraping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm scraping, literally, like, because sometimes you're not getting talks to go and do.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, because obviously you're making, you know, every time you go and speak is when you're making some money.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're not speaking, you're not really making no money.
Yeah.
So and obviously it's fluctuating all the time.
Mm.
So I'm literally...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes!
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
Actually scraping, you know, managing through. And then, yeah, like, you know, got to a stage where, Marv Brown, who is his friend, is like brother now, isn't it, really? He went to the same church as I did. Told him, yo, we just had a common interest in like comedy and entertainment. Yeah. He just like entertainment. I like entertainment as a whole.
As a whole.
Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? So, but you know, we just kind of clicked with that. Do you get what I'm saying? And it was like, and funny enough, I met him through Nathan. My friend that passed away.
Ah, man.
I actually met Marv through Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just told him about these ideas. Told him what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, yeah, man, he's on board. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's on board. And, you know, I didn't know
that's terrifying.
Say that again.
That's terrifying, by the way.
What's that?
Someone having co-signed your dreams is a very scary thing, because now it's like,
it's real
the
now.
Accountability of it.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. I've said before, like, the story of when we started our thing, he denied doing this for like 6 months. But the day he said yes, I bought the equipment and I didn't tell him that I'd actually bought it.
Come on.
For like 3 months.
Come on.
I just kept it in the box because I was too scared to actually be like, raw, okay, we have to do it now. He said, fucking yes, we have to fucking do it.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, you sorry to interrupt, bro, carry on.
Yeah, no, like, that's what I'm saying. That's the beauty of the hustle, though.
Mm.
You know, sometimes all you need is one person to also believe or to catch it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need like you don't need everyone to see it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Some people think, oh my God, everyone needs to see that. No, they don't, bruv. Mm. They're not going to see it, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my friends don't support me. Okay.
Oh my God.
Like, you know what I'm saying? My mates don't post my stuff. Bro, they're not going to post your stuff, bro. Yeah. Like, get over it. You know what I'm saying? My mates, oh my God, like, you lot are the ops, like, you know? you lot are the ops, like, you don't post my stuff, like, all my days, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, they're not going to post your stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying?
My mates don't post my stuff, bro, it
happens to everyone. Yeah.
Facts. Yeah. Wow, that's funny.
It happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
now,
I'm putting on my bread, you're not supporting me. You're not supporting me. Bro, they're not going to support nothing until you start popping.
Facts.
When you start popping off, all right, they will jump on that bandwagon, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like, yeah, no. I feel like he was godsend, you know, at the time. And, you know, he was, I think he was working for, like, you know, a TV station at the time. And then, you know, he was camera operator, naturally. But then he also understood sound. And then, you know, like, yeah, he directed, I directed. I didn't even know that I was directing at the time or what it was. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like really kind of, you know, makeshift. So I just started, you know, you're just posting these little videos. You get me? Posting these little videos, building up, you know, just kind of like an organic audience.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? We was kind of just working on the show, doing loads of research and stuff in the background. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, oh my God, by chance, you know, the man's doing like mad late nights. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of just, you know, researching, you know, looking at different things. You know, I really liked David Walliams and Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
You know, everything that they did, Key and Peele. You know, there were so many different like things. And then you just loads of kind of like underground people. There were some guys from Birmingham. I've forgotten their name. They used to do something called that PC McApple or something. There's loads of different things that, you know, just really like cool. I did spend some time doing some case studies, kind of just watching things and seeing how we're going to do it. And then, yeah, I think like, you know, we just started recording. Literally.
Sick.
Recording. And, bruv, like, yeah, we just started recording. You know, people started taking a liking to certain
characters or whatever. Started recording the show. Started recording the show literally on a shoestring budget. Or not even shoestring, rice grain budget. Rice grain budget. Yeah. Like, literally, rice grain budget. Because, bro, I didn't have no money, bro.
Yeah.
I had, you know, as naturally as you kind of, you start growing, I think, you know, shout out to, like, I'm Just Bait. You know, he's Ants, he's a great guy, you know. He just kind of just saw what, like, we was doing, saw what I was doing, and he just kind of jumped on. You know, he was just always sharing love, always resharing stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? And he was just
a shout out to I'm Just Bait as well. They reshare our stuff all the time. Yeah.
Yo, man, he's I just think he's such a genuine guy. Mm-hmm. Because it's so mad. I hadn't met him for maybe a couple of years. We never met each other.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And then eventually we ended up meeting, and you just, Ants is just great peoples, man. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, shout out to Ants. So yeah, he was, you know, putting the stuff up, putting up some of these videos. Hackney's Finest, shout out to Hackney's Finest at the time as well. You know, he was supporting, and you know, GRM naturally, Jack from GRM, my guy, you know, he was putting some stuff up. And then obviously Rashid and Joey from Link Up and stuff.
So yeah.
Everything just really started, like, just kind of like real grassroots organically.
Yeah.
You know, with everyone just kind of like supporting. And if anybody else I've forgotten, sorry guys. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just kind of riffing off the top of my head. I appreciate every single one of you. We'd already recorded the show, not knowing if it's going to work, but believing that it's going to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some, you know, different actors and actresses and people that were just doing their thing and just, you know, normal everyday people to just kind of be in it, you know. I appreciate Sean a lot. Sean is my homie, like, just from, like, I say homie, that's so like American homie. Sean my dog, man. She's good, great people. She helped, man, help us, like, you know, just in terms of just organizing all these little things to do with the show. And yeah, like, eventually, like, you know, we dropped the first episode. And I remember when we dropped the first episode, when we dropped the first episode, Instagram went down.
Oh, for God's sake, bro.
No, but you know what's mad? I've never seen Instagram go down.
Yeah.
Up until that day.
Yeah.
Like, never.
Yeah.
So I was so confused as to what was happening. I said, yo, the devil trying to play with me. Yeah. You're trying to play with the boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen Insta ever go down.
Yeah.
I was like, so I was just like,
sus.
Yeah. I was just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? And see, when I start seeing all this funky stuff, I just start saying, you know, it just means that something great is happening. Because, you know, sometimes, like, you know, on the journey to something amazing, you know, you might, you know, incur random mishaps that you just can't.
Oh, of course, bro.
You don't understand why. Like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
Oh, this person's not talking to you no more.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the most random things in life just start happening. And, you know, I've just learned to understand that, yo, you're not going to get and achieve anything great or with some sort of significance without there being this side.
100%.
And I'm sure you guys have had so many different. Hey, that.
Yeah.
It says it all still.
You know what I'm thinking about? Many. One thing we never even talk about. Do you remember the we did a show last year at Shepherd's Bush? It was the Shepherd's Bush show.
Okay.
And it was before, it was the first proper train strike. Since we went on, since they did the first thing, I remember on that day, all the lines were down. And I remember I opened my Instagram, and I must have had like 100 messages from people like, can't make it, train strike. I was like,
charged.
My life's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a joke.
You see what I'm saying? But as I'm saying, on that road, like, to something amazing, like, and see for me now, I expect these things.
Yeah.
It's a part of
the journey.
Just a part. It's gonna happen some way, somehow. There's gotta be opposition.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? There's gotta be, you know, things that are gonna come against what it is that you're doing, especially if you're flowing in, like, you know, your destiny. or what it is that you're really supposed to be doing, there's gonna be you know what I'm saying?
Friction.
There's gonna be friction, bro. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, no matter what they do, has faced that. Do you get what I'm saying? And if you haven't faced that yet, then you're not dreaming yet.
You're not facts.
You're not pushing yourself. You're not trying to do the things that you know is in here. You know what I'm saying? We're still kind of playing it all safe.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. And it's those are the moments. So when that happened, I was just like, all right, cool. Do you know what? We're onto something. I remember like my prayers at the time was for it to, I always want to do things that are going to like entertain people. It's going to motivate people. It's going to inspire them. They're going to be able to take something away. And then I wanted it also to have virality. Mm-hmm. That was one of my things that we always used to say, like, do you know what I'm saying? We wanted it to have virality at the time. So literally kind of episode one come out, you know, that done its thing. I remember like my Snapchat followers and that, they was going crazy over it, you know, posting it everywhere. You know, all these like different Facebook pages picked it up and etc. But remember, because people didn't know if it was real or not.
Yeah, that's the beauty, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know if it was real or not. So, you know, episode one, naturally. Remember, this is like, there's no ads.
Yeah.
There's nothing on, you know, all this fancy stuff. Like, there's no ads on it. You know, where's the money for ads, bro?
Man's broke,
bro. you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have no money for no ads or nothing. So yeah, there's no ads. There's none of this other stuff. We're just kind of just putting out everything organically, and you know, everyone's just kind of just, they're just flogging to it organically, and you know, I'm very appreciative of, like, you know, just in terms of that, you know, like the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm very, very appreciative to the people, because the people is what allowed this thing to just bubble.
Yeah,
100%.
You know them ones. 100%. You get me? The people just allow this thing to bubble. And I remember after episode one, I was like, cool, man. You know, we got something here. Do you get what I'm saying? They're enjoying it. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? And, oh yeah, I got a call to go to Cabos. For Island Breakout.
Yeah.
So, okay. Shout out to Frank and all the team over there. That was the first time someone booked me to go and do something abroad.
Nice.
It was mad.
Nice.
And then I remember one time, like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., I'm on the strip. We're eating in some random kebab shop. Bruv, I just turned my head and I just see, like, Charlie Sloth. And I was just like, and I just went up to him like, yo, and he's like, yo, man, my, are you doing your thing, man? Yeah. You know, Charlie's energy is infectious.
Yeah,
Charlie Sloth is like, he's actually who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
His energy's
infectious. He was just showing, man, so much love. He was just like, yo, bro, you're doing your thing, man. We got to do something, man. We got to make it happen. Da, 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 da. And I was just like, yeah, man, for sure, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen. I was just like, da, 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 da. But you know what? Just the way that he was sharing, man, so much love, it kind of took me back a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah, man, I appreciate it. Boom, boom, boom. He come back to London. But little did Charlie know that he was on my vision board.
I swear.
Oh, gang.
Like, I had a vision board. And then, I was just like, yo, we're going to. I had to, like, you know, he was one of the things that was on my vision board. Like, yo, we're gonna do this.
Yeah.
We're gonna do something. So when we just kind of organically met and stuff, it was just like, it was just one of them moments once again that, you know what I'm saying? It just felt like,
where that, you go, I go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you go, I go. Like,
because
I was just thinking, how
we're killing it today.
Good record.
My guy. At the time, I'd just written. Yo, man's not hot wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't a thing. I think I went out with my younger bro. Shout out to my younger bro, man. You know what I'm saying? From the fire to my right hand. You know, at the time, he was recording. So yeah, I think I went out. So sometimes I used to have little ideas. Yo, bro, can we go and just, you know what I'm saying? So
one day we just
went out. I think MB sent me the beat of Let's Lurk or whatever. We went out, we did this, we shot a little something. I kind of like, because when I rap and stuff, I can like flow off like my head. You get what I'm saying? I can just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
like I'm just, I don't like, sit there and just be, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And, you know, I didn't know, like, that's how my creative process goes. I can just kind of, like, okay. rap off the top of my head.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I could just go, like, da 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 da, and then, you know, I just be getting them to record it or type this down, da 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 da. So I remember we shot something, got sent the beat, we shot a little something. I put it online at the time. It was probably, like, a minute long. Everyone was just kind of, like, reacting to, hey, this is actually hard, you know.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
like, this is mad, like, hey, yo, this is mad, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah. Man, that like, three. Quick match, yeah. like, hey, man was yeah. actually, bro, I did that original with my younger bro.
Yeah.
Off the dome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like man planned it.
Yeah.
We went off the dome. We done it. Then, like I said, yeah, we went to go link them lot, off the back of like meeting Charlie or whatever, whatnot. I hope I'm getting my timeline right. I think we were still shooting Swill for sure. This was either before or just after Swill, but I believe we were still shooting it. We linked them lot, we did it, bruv, on their estate, bruv. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
their estate, gritty. The man them were out. Are you dumb? You know what I'm saying? Live, night time. The man them are out, ready, gritty on the grr. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the man them were on the grr. Hey, are you dumb? Hey, but anyway. yeah, like it was mad. So we shot on their state. Yeah, it was mad. Like, you know, we and that's the first time I kind of did the first verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Of
Man's Not Hot.
Man's Not Hot.
Yeah. yeah,
but it wasn't called Man's Not Hot
at yeah. the time.
It wasn't just, called nothing.
Okay,
it was
okay.
just like man just freestyled on the beat.
Okay. Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying? Abdi TV kind of put that out, and it just kind of was bubbling or whatever. But it wasn't really like a thing. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Everyone was just like, "Hey, this is mad. My man's on the 6-7 beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
with,
yeah, yeah.
You know, with them man, etc., etc. Cool. We fast forward. Some time's gone past, and then like you know, I'm just linking up with Mo. You know, me and Mo back to back. Because me and Mo kind of started kind of coming up at the
yeah,
same
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? That's like, you know, he's like my big bro. Do you know what I'm saying? That's like, that's broski. Like, we started coming up at the same time. You know, we just used to link up, do lives, like at his mum's crib.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just mad love. You know, he's always kind of just supported, man. I've always just supported. It's just been love. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like, bro, you don't lose nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like true. Everyone support each other. That's why when I see you, man, and say, hey, you lot are doing your thing, bro. I see you lot on the, you know, you lot are killing it. Because, bro, it's like, bro, we all can win.
Yeah,
you know them ones there. It's it's not like, oh my God, there's this one plate and we all have to eat. Bro, come on, man. Are you lot all right? Like, you know, like that mentality when I see, that's one reason why the UK isn't as big.
Don't get me started.
As it could be.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks,
crabs in a bucket type of
bro,
thing.
Bro, yeah. We all eat off the same
famine
plate.
Famine mentality.
Thinking that if you're popping, that's going to stop me from popping.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're the man, that's going to stop me from being a man.
Mm.
Or if she's doing her thing, that's going to stop me from doing my thing. You're all wrong.
Yeah.
There is millions of people in this country.
Yeah.
There's billions of people in the world. Why is his journey going to affect mine?
Yeah.
Or her journey gonna affect yours?
Yeah, 100%.
It doesn't even make no sense.
Yeah,
but obviously, when you have this scarcity mentality, you think that, oh, well, no, I need to be the one. I need to be the one. I need to be. No, you don't, bro. Mm. It's okay. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everyone can win, bro. There's more than enough to go around. But yeah, anyway, cut a long story short. Charlie called us. We went into the booth. I think I went with my cousin Jamie, Edward, Marv, my younger brother, Ree, a few of us. We just went into the booth and it was kind of like, I just told Charlie, yo, I'm going to come as two different people. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to come as two different people from the show because what I was doing was MC Quakes and Shakes. MC Quakes, he was like a grime MC, kind of da-da-da-da. So it was me and then my younger brother used to just kind of back me up with the ad-libs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I ran for the bus.
But I missed it. So I sat at the bus stop. You know what I'm saying? He used to just back me up. You know what I'm saying? So I said, cool, I'm going to come as MC Quates and I'm going to come as Shaq. Yeah, I just used to call him Shaq at the time. Or did I call him Big Shaq? I think I used to call him Big Shaq or Shaq. Yeah, I think I called him Big Shaq at the time. And funny enough, Shaq was an addition to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't in the original cast. I added Shaq into Somewhere in London in episode 3.
Mm.
So he wasn't in the original cast. The original cast was MC Quakes, Dr. Fury, Patrick, and it was just them three, I believe. And then later on, I added Shaq onto the, you know, I introduced him by episode three, because he was kind of had built his own kind of like little audience, because I introduced him to the world just a little bit later.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, you know, the character sphere.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Yeah, we went in there, told Charlie this. Charles was just like, yeah, bro, you know, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Just do your thing, you know. Yeah, I think Alex, the producer, they were just like, yeah, just do your thing. Went in there. It was mad because at the time I had just released the song Balance by MC Quakes.
Okay.
Featuring my, you know, my little bro. So, you know, say you need to know the balance. Balance.
Oh yeah.
I remember, balance, bro.
Balance.
I remember.
Yeah. Barclays balance. Balance.
Yeah.
Bank account balance. Everybody go with the balance. So we just released that. And so obviously I went in there with the intention that, okay, cool, do you know what? Bear in mind, like, we're doing everything like fully independently.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything's independent, from the show to music to this to that. I think SX produced that beat. Balance. Oh, it's not Balance. It's doom 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 doom.
Yeah.
So I remember, yeah, SX, like, I think he hit me on Insta. He was just like, yo, I'm a big fan, bro. You're doing your thing. Da-da-da-da. Hit him, say, yo, I wanna use the beat, blah 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 blah. We sort out the splits, everything was cool. So went in there. I'm just like, yo, Balance is like, we've just shot the video for Balance, it's just come out. I'm going in there. Clear mind, I'm gonna go in there as two characters, but I want Balance to be the song that kinda goes. Just because obviously naturally
that's what's already out.
You shot the video, it's it's kinda gaining a bit of traction.
Makes sense.
I think I recorded it on a Friday. They told me that it'll come out on the Monday. I posted a picture, I think, on the Sunday or the Monday. So no, the Fire in the Booth's coming out later. Monday. No Fire in the Booth.
I'll be sick.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm like, all right, do you know what? Yeah. All right, I hear it. Delays happen. Things happen.
Yeah.
Tuesday, no Fire in the Booth. I'm like, all right, cool. Da-da-da. Wednesday, no Fire in the Booth. So imagine I've posted this picture.
Oh.
And
yeah, you're just gassing,
it's
just, fam.
I'm just gassing it.
Yeah.
And the thing's not coming out.
Yeah.
And so obviously I started messaging Alex like, yo, bruv, what's going on, man? Mm. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? He was like, bruv, like, you know, he's like, yeah, Mike, we're working on this thing and, you know, the editor and blah, 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 blah. So he's like, it'll be out tomorrow. I'm just like, all right, cool. I think I tell my people, tell the audience, yo, Fire in the Booth is coming out Thursday.
Mm.
We're sure, we're set.
Yeah.
Thursday's coming out. Thursday comes.
Bruv, don't say it.
No, Fire in the Booth. Friday, I'm at my cousin's house. I'm at Alex and Jamie's house. And I was annoyed by this point, innit? So I'm just like, bruv, like, come on, bruv. What's going on? Like, you lot
false
are taking
promises
a, yeah, man, you lot taking a piss, man. Like, I just want to land the thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just land the thing and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? And I think, like, at the time, I was going to put out a message on my Snap saying, bruv, the BBC are just taking long with this thing. I don't know what's going on. Blah, 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 blah. I remember my cousin Jamie, he was just like, bro, don't post nothing. Don't post that. And I swear I heard the voice telling me, just listen. He was just like, listen. This thing here is out of your control, right? You just focus on what you just need to focus on. I'm just trying to remember distinctly what I heard. I just heard, like, you just need to control what you can control, and what you can't control, just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard. Yeah, it was along them lines. Like, that's what I heard. Control what you can control, what you can't control, you just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was just like, all right, cool. Do you know what? This must be like divine delay. Or, you know what I'm saying, but this is totally clearly out of my control.
Yeah.
Leave it. And then I think I'm talking to Alex and he's saying, yeah, it's gonna come out. I'm just like, all right, Alex, when it comes out, it's when it comes out. Boom. It comes out on a Sunday.
So you had the whole week and then it came out.
The whole week. Comes out on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Random. Random.
Yeah.
I think it was a Sunday or the following Monday. One of them was just random. Or even a Saturday. It just dropped on the most random day, bro.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, cool. Do you know what I'm saying? Cool. And then I remember, like, some people loved it. Naturally, your natural fan, they loved it. And then some people, I think, was making, like, comparisons to, like, Roll Safe.
at the time. It was okay. All my days, like, this is like real safe one. Hey, Ross, is my man copying like real safe? Or did you lot go in there like, oh, yeah, oh no, yeah, my yeah. man saw my man's thing? Like, yeah. I think it was a few random pages. And I was just, you know, give me out, you know, all that stuff. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, do you know? But, like, yeah, so we just kind of left it. And then, yeah, the labels just started calling. Do you know what I'm saying? But then, yeah, like, bro, things just started, like, it just, things just started going, bro.
Bruv, like, what's it? We'll move on from this to a game in a second, but this is a question I have to ask. Like, I bet it's hard because I know I struggle to conceptualize, like, not real numbers, but, like, as far as, like, just YouTube.
Yeah.
There's a list of, like, the most famous YouTube videos of all time. And somewhere on that list, like, that song is on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how do you digest that?
Bro, like, I'll be honest,
I knew that was, like, going to be answered, and I was hoping that would be the answer.
Yeah, no, like, you don't, innit? Because, like I say, like, you know, like I said, when you release something, you want it to do well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Just like with this thing, and congratulations, you guys, man.
Thank you very much.
So amazing. Round of applause for the man. Them, like, this is sick, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? You big up, you guys, the team. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Like, you want something to do well, but I promise you, not, I can't take credit for how far and wide something like that spread. That's God's doing.
I remember hearing it, like, in the car with my mum. And my mum's like, this song's so random. And I was like, and then, like, no one knew it was a joke. Like, no one knew it wasn't, like, it's the most, like, how can I explain it, bro? Like, it's like the biggest trickery that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, no one knew it was, like, remotely comedic or anything like that. Yeah. It's just like, this is a song that is the most popular song, like, of all time right now.
Yeah.
And it's just like, to think that that's just come from a guy who's just trying his best to be funny and creative.
It's
just like the most fascinating thing that's, like, ever happened. Like, when you actually deep it, like, from an outsider looking in, and for someone who respects comedy and, like, can be quite critical of comedy at times, like, I find it, like, genuinely the most fascinating and impressive thing.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate it, man. And you know, like, for me, I've always thought, you hear people say, oh, the UK's bad vibes.
Yeah, the UK's
bad vibes. You hear all these little things, and I never kind of paid attention to it. Till I kind of started seeing, I see certain little things sometimes where, like, people try to dumb things down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you
100%.
Try to dumb it down. Like, oh, no, but that's, like, that doesn't count, or that didn't. Yes, it does, bro.
Yeah.
It really does count, bro. Because I've done shows and been to countries and done so many things that you lot have not done. And you probably won't do in my most humblest in the most humblest way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, oh no, but he's not, like, he's rapper, but he's not, he's a rapper, but he's not rapper. What's a rapper, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, what's a rapper?
You just rap and you go to different countries. You've done
I was saying, what is a rapper? This is entertainment.
You're
all telling the same story. It's gonna get to a point where, bro, it's like, all right, cool, yeah, we all come from, you know, everyone can't be flipping telling the truth, bruv.
Half of the
world would be dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone can't be flipping, spraying up the Mac and letting off the thing. Some people really are.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But then there's a lot of people's thing that's mad fabricated.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? You might come from a good family, bro. You might come from a good place. Like, you might actually have had your dad around, or have had, you know what I'm saying? But you chose to go down. Bruvs, talk your truth, bro.
Yeah.
You know them ones there. So, man, see, like, people try to play down certain things or say, oh no, but this was, like, it's funny and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, bruv, it's flipping entertainment, bro.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm
saying?
Go and add up your whole catalogue. You still not matching up. With all due respect. Do you get what I'm saying?
Let's give that a quick.
Yeah, that's a bar.
That's a bar.
It's the genuine realness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I got, like, what, two or three songs that I think, obviously, man's not always the biggest song, but there's other songs that's also done well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, add up all your things, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? With all due respect. Do you get what I'm saying? But don't ever try to, like,
diminish
water
I've done.
Down.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, try to play down, you know, what we've been blessed to do.
Yeah,
or,
man.
what it is that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man might say, all right, yeah, them men are podcasters or them men are this and that. Bro, these lot are flipping doing their thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're doing the O2 arena.
Yeah.
That's flipping amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what can you say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know them ones there. You can never like try. And that's what we tell people. Don't let no one try to water down your thing.
Mm.
If you allow people and give people the opportunity to, they will try and water it's down to yeah, like yeah. to make it seem like, well, yeah, whatever, man, you're just doing your little thing. Bro, shut up, man.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Yeah, facts.
No, no, big man thing. What are you doing?
Facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
do you do? Because we do, you commentate. We're doing and you're commentating. So what side of the fence do you think I want to be on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're just sitting, you know what I'm saying? Or you might go on your a little platform somewhere, you might just chat your rubbish, blah, 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 blah. But bro, like, you get what I'm saying? It's a bro, because like, since I came in the game, I've been for like 5-6 years now, there's so many people that are not here no more.
So exactly. many people.
Like, so many people that like, you might have come in and thought, yo, yeah, man.
My time.
They're the guy. Mm. Yo, this person's the guy. They're not here, bruv.
Mm.
They're not here. Do you get what I'm saying? And obviously, I thank God that I'm here. I thank God you guys are here. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's just like, bro, like, to sustain and to keep things going and to still be around still after, be like, 5 years to be relevant.
It's tough.
Bro, come
on,
man. You already know how this thing goes.
These careers are, like, half a footballer's career, bro. It's, like, it's tough. Yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? To still be living, to still be, like, thriving.
Mm-mm-mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, bare people aren't doing that.
Yeah.
And so, like, I always take my hat off to people that are doing it. Like, I always salute.
Fair
we're
enough,
here.
Man. Fair enough.
Finish on rhyme time?
Yeah, we're going to switch it up a bit.
Let's talk.
We're going to play a little game.
Put your Shaq hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to need your Shaq hat on.
I came in fully as my.
Off the dome. Because we've got a game we call rhyme time, yeah?
Talk to me.
So basically all we do, straight off the top, just like a little rhyme, and we're going to go through and like, if you can't think of it in time, you're knocked out.
Yeah. All right, cool. We do this, man.
Yeah. All right, cool.
You'll get the drift.
You'll get it. By the time it makes it to you, understand the game.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Ellis, I'm going to be fired today, bro.
Oh, God.
Pressure. No pressure. Right. Pressure. Go.
So we go with JME first.
JME.
I'm JME. I don't like gossip, but you can still call me JMT.
Okay. All right. I'm JME. I'm not one, not two, but call me JM3.
I'm JME. I'm working real hard, you know, I got that JMP.
Young Vanilla Baby. I saw that. All right, let's go.
I'm JME. I don't like winter sports, but I'll steal JM ski.
That was noise though.
Hey, yo.
That was good.
Hey, yo. You threw me right off, man.
That was good, man.
I'm JME. Some people think I'm delirious, but I'm just serious. No, you... Shaq, I was going to call you Shaq.
Michael.
No!
I was supposed to rhyme with you.
Yeah!
I know.
It was hard.
I was supposed to rhyme with you.
JM, whatever.
Serious.
Yeah.
JM, serious.
But you get the gist of the game.
Of course, I get the gist.
That made me choke on my water.
You know that, bro. When I'm blanketing black, bro, we made up our own rules, bro. Had a blast on them. You have to have a blast on these.
All right, cool.
Next round.
All right,
cool.
So it's knockouts. If you fuck up, you're out.
Wretch 3-2, yeah?
Yeah. And we're the S&G guys. That's my Wretch 3 crew.
Okay, I like that one.
Wretch 3-2. I like rice without the glue. I like rice with the stew.
You're not wretched.
He's wretched three stew, yeah?
He's wretched three stew. All right,
cool. Rem, you up.
Always support the mandem on the pod. So they always bring me wretched three through.
Interesting.
No, I think I'm out.
Yeah, you're out, bro.
That's, I'm sure right. that one.
I'm Wretch 3-2, gonna win this game. Call me Wretch 3 Slew.
I'm usually a United fan, but they've been giving me the Wretch 3 Blues.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What did you say? I'm usually an United fan.
I'm a United fan, but they're giving me the Wretch 3 Blue.
I miss Ronaldo when he used to score and just do the scoop.
Wretch 3 Suit.
Wretch 3 Suit. Oh my days. Okay, cool. I'm Wretch 3 2. Producer of the show, but I could be sat there. Call me Wretch 3 New.
Wretch 3 New.
All right.
All right.
Apparently Ren wants to take my place. Who Wretch 3 knew?
That's good. Do you want this to make, do you want to know this about Wretch, me and you?
Oh, you might want to go
Wretch,
back to
me and who?
Oh, sorry, yeah. That's cool. Okay.
Shit. All right, damn. Damn, hey, oh, Briggs, check
it's
that.
A Wretch 3 coup.
It's a Wretch 3 coup. Briggs, check that vein on the head, on his head that's throbbing. Is it Wretch 3 red or is it Wretch 3 blue?
Oh my God, you might as well go back to back.
Yeah, nice.
Y'all might as well rhyme,
oh,
B.
Damn, all right, cool. I'll tell you what to Wretch 3 do. If you just need to wash your face a little bit, it looks like you're getting a bit red. If you walk out the door, take the double doors on the right, take your right there, you'll find the Wretch 3 loo.
Hey, yo.
Are you good?
He's cooking.
Hey, yo, hey, he's fired up.
He's fired
hey,
up.
Hey, he's been sitting there loading it up. He's been loading it up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't make me chop. Don't make me Wretch 3 screw, bro.
Oh, damn. That's cool. All right, well, I've run out of my coffee. You're going to make me a Wretch 3 brew.
Wait.
That came with a prop.
Hey, he's won, man.
Came with a prop.
Hey, he's won. He's won.
He's real won. Quick, yeah. Remember, remember who you're talking to, bro. Get a Wretch 3 clue.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm still playing mind games with you because it looks like you don't know what to Wretch 3 do.
First of all, you already said Wretch 3 do a minute ago.
Is that run back?
Yeah.
Did you say do?
Yeah, because he said, I'll tell you what you can Wretch 3 do.
Oh.
Mm. Go downstairs, go to the Wretch 3 loo.
Mm.
But you know what? Have it.
That was a good back.
Man said it's a duel.
Yeah.
That was a bro.
Hey, I like the Wretch 3 brew.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Savage. Make me a Wretch 3 brew.
With the prop.
Yeah, no.
You bring it home. Yeah, bro.
I was still thinking of my right in this time. You were back and forth.
Sorry, bro.
Say less. It's cool, man. We'll run it to the next one.
Yeah. Last week I got cooked.
Say less.
Facts.
Say less.
Man made me a target. Man made me a target, said go toilet and make me a drink.
Wow. Hey, that's hilarious.
All right, last one.
All right, last one, yeah?
We're still going this way, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Big Shaq is last.
Big Shaq is last.
All right, let's go.
People were slating darkest on the last one. I'm Mr. Big Black.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're Mr. Big Black. That's a pause, right?
It can be.
If you want it to
That's a huge pause, bro.
It's going to be a pause. Right? That's a why for that.
That's a resume.
Why? In the gym, pushing weights, working hard, still no six pack.
Fair play.
I'm Big Shaq. I've had a few rounds of this game now. Got the big knack.
All right.
Feeling, I'm Big Shaq. Feeling kind of hungry and gonna go get myself a Big Mac.
I'm kind of pickish myself, but I'll settle with a big snack.
That was good.
This drawing is getting on my nerves, but we all know she's got a big back.
Jeez. Jeez.
Yeah, get your head in the game, man. Also, this black and I'm back.
We all love a big back, but if a ute looks at me funny, might make that water gun go click clack.
Click clack. Yo.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God.
Big Shaq with the click clack. That bar was a lot to big unpack.
Unpack. All right.
Took mine.
And said he took my unpack was yours.
No, pack was.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Nah, I'm out.
All right, this is out. Big Shaq.
Thank you,
bro. Bro, I'm getting lazy, bro. Call me Big Slack.
Out here trying to get this bread. Call me Big Stack.
I had stack in the barrel as well.
We getting big stacks. Still spend 1200 on an iMac.
Let's go. I have to get the level up. I can make up what you big slack.
You said slack.
I said slack.
Done slack.
I was supposed to say lack. Fuck.
You're out. You're out.
All right.
All right. You can't use lack.
Damn. Big Shaq. I'm out. I'm out. It's you, man.
All right. These men are trying to make me veer off lane, but you know I stay on the big track.
Oh, fair play.
I hear that. We stay in our lane, not getting that small money, but we collecting big racks.
Big racks.
That's charged, bro.
All right,
Michael for the dub.
Come on, G.
Come on. All right, man. Well, bro, it's been lovely having you today.
Thank you for coming on.
This has been a journey.
It has been.
Real journey.
We appreciate you making the effort, taking the time.
Facts.
And bro, obviously you've got some stuff coming up, so let us know. What's next,
plug
man?
What you need to plug,
man.
My guy.
Yeah, from the salmon suit, you know, that's how we started. Oh, no, I appreciate you guys having me, man. And congratulations on the success.
Thank you again.
Somewhere in London, the Christmas special.
Let's go.
Is out the 24th of the 12th, 2023. That is Christmas Eve.
Let's go.
6 p.m.
Let's go.
Somewhere in London, the Christmas special is landing.
Bro, I'll be looking out for it, G.
Yeah, man. The Christmas special, come on, man. The Christmas special. It's going to be exciting. We've had a lot of fun shooting it. It's been fun, man. It's definitely been fun shooting it.
You got a couple ADs and bear man.
Yeah, assistant AD. I told them,
hey, keep the thing limited, B.
Yeah.
Nah, keep the thing limited, man.
Okay.
So, no, we've kept it limited. But it's been good. It's been a lot of fun. There's a bit of everything in there. This is probably something that I'm really excited about it because I think it's the end of one chapter and the beginning of another chapter.
Yeah.
Some exciting things are coming. So, you know, I just thought like, you know what? I think it's only right that, you know, we give the people something. You know, they've been rocking with me for a long time.
Nice.
It's been a lot of love, you know. Had a lot of opportunity to take the show to elsewhere, different platforms, different this, different that. We just kept it, you know, organic. Giving it to them how I think they deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And so, yeah, man. 24th for the 12th, 2023.
Gang.
Swill Christmas special is landing. Make sure you lock in. Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys.
Bro, Michael Dapper, everybody. Okay,
come on.
Gang, that's us, yeah?
That is us, man.
Right, guys, till next time, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
All right, best.
Gang, gang, gang.